This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. On Friday, the Bush administration approved a short-term bailout plan that will ultimately lend $17.4 billion in taxpayer money to General Motors and Chrysler. The move means the companies can survive until March 31st. After that, the incoming Obama administration will decide what to do next. After the announcement of the loans, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm issued a statement that called the loans, quote, a recognition by the administration that the nation's fragile economy simply cannot sustain the human and economic toll of further massive job loss. Governor Jennifer Granholm joins us on the phone now from Michigan. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Allison.
Were you surprised by the president's decision?
You know, he had been signaling that this needed to happen because his economic advisors had been telling him that with the national recession in place, the loss of 3 million jobs, which is really what would happen if these companies declared bankruptcy, would just push the nation's recession into a depression. In fact, I've been really tough on President Bush, and I never thought I would utter the four words, thank you, George Bush, but let me tell you, I'm glad that he did.
There have been some conditions placed, and some of them have caused more discussion than others. One of them in this agreement calls for the companies to reach an agreement with the United Auto Workers to cut wages and benefits to levels closer to those of foreign-based automakers in the U.S. Is that appropriate?
Well, first of all, let's be clear about what happened last year. In 2007, the UAW reached a very painful agreement with the auto industry to cut in half the starting wages of UAW workers, taking them from $28 an hour to $14 an hour. They offloaded all of their health care costs into a separate association so that the auto industry would not have to pay for them long term. What the Bush administration is asking and what the Republicans in the Senate have been asking is that the auto workers, the blue-collar guys on the line, take more cuts. But what really needs to happen is that it has to be a shared sacrifice on the part of everyone. That means the suppliers, that means the dealers, that means the executives. The foreign competition in the United States is paying about the amount that the 2007 contract required. So the whole thing should not be borne on the back of the blue-collar folks on the line. They only cost 10% of the vehicle.
The loan will keep the companies afloat for about 3 months. What does that mean practically for your state?
Well, it means that we're not going to see hundreds of thousands of people out of work. But let me just be clear, this is not just about Michigan. This is about the nation. When you think about what industries feed into the auto industry, the steel industry, the glass industry, the plastics industry, the textile industry, the microchip industry, the dealers, the suppliers are all directly linked, but those who feed the raw materials as well as the more refined materials into that vehicle, it is a huge network of jobs across the nation. So it means that the nation will be able to ensure that the auto industry does not cause a depression, but in fact that the auto industry can help lead the national recovery. But they've got to do what they have to do, and they have to make sure they partner with the Obama administration to get us through not just 2009, but to a really bright, viable, and oil-free future.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it, Allison. Thank you.